Last October's shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh prompted calls for more restrictive gun measures. That gunman killed 11 people and injured 7 others. Well, today the mayor of Pittsburgh signed legislation that would ban weapons like the one used at the synagogue. The measure contains other restrictions, too. Some people are celebrating the legislation as a victory. Others are vowing to fight it in court. Ariel Worthy of member station WESA in Pittsburgh has more.
Pittsburgh tried to regulate assault-style rifles over 20 years ago, but the courts rejected those laws. State judges ruled that gun laws can only be regulated by the state's capital of Harrisburg. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto says they're tired of waiting.
So what we're saying is, in communities across this state, in townships and boroughs and in cities, we will take action.
City officials originally sought an outright ban on assault-style rifles and some types of ammunition and accessories within city limits. The resistance was immediate.
We will not comply! We will not comply!
We will not comply. That's what hundreds of protesters chanted in January outside of Pittsburgh City Hall. Many were strapped with the weapons that would be banned by the law. The protesters say the gun laws aren't legal. Gun rights activist Justin Dillon organized that rally. He says laws like this are a political stunt.
If a politician really cared about its people, or people in general, they would have done something before the synagogue shooting and not waited for a tragedy to happen.
Elected officials agree only the state can regulate firearm possession. So in March, they came up with a new strategy, banning the use, not the ownership, of the guns. City Councilor Corey O'Connor introduced the bill and its amendments.
I think they're on the run, and this is the first time that more and more, not just cities, but more and more elected officials and communities are starting to fight back.
The new law offers a broad definition of use. It restricts several types of weapons and bans having loaded guns within city limits. That means many of the protesters who opposed the law at the January rally would have been breaking it. Dillon admits his gun was loaded.
Absolutely. It's kind of pointless not to have a gun that's loaded.
The NRA filed a lawsuit today against the new laws. A representative was unavailable for comment, but in a statement, the group said, "Pittsburgh residents have a right to carry the self-defense tools that best suit their needs." Mayor Peduto says in order to have new gun laws, he's prepared to go to court.
Yes, we'll take on lawsuits, because lawsuits are the action of the gun manufacturing lobby. They threaten anybody who would dare have a voice in what and how guns are to be used in our society.
Not every local official agrees with it. 3 of the council's 9 members voted against it. And in January, District Attorney Steven Zappala told City Council they don't have the power to regulate guns. The city's law will go into effect in 60 days, if a judge allows it to pass. For NPR News, I'm Ariel Worthy in Pittsburgh.